Bishvat Shir today on Hilchos Brachas, or I figure it's Maimon Har Sinai this week, so I could do some shops.
Pretty sure there's no end time on this. There's no Masir Sinai.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But my family's at home. So that's the end time. Okay, we ready? Let's begin the topic that is crucial, very lamaisa, and related to the parsha. So the parsha is Maimon Har Sinai, Aseres HaDibros. We have Shabbos this week. We have Shabbos last week. Shabbos was in Mara, and Shabbos was is in Aseres HaDibros. Let's talk about an important topic that a little more lamaisa in Chutz Laaretz than in Eretz Yisrael, but it does come up here too. And the halacha is the halacha. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo in source number one, Uvayam Arisho Mikra Kodesh, Uvayam Shvi Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Kol Malacha Lo Yeyase Bohem. All Malacha shall not be done. Talking about Yantif. All Malacha Lo Yeyase. So what is Lo Yeyase? Says the Mechilta. Right, the Mechilta is the Medrash Halacha. There in Shmos, Lo Yeyase Bohem, Lo Tase Ata, Velo Yeyase Chavercha, Velo Yeyase Goy Malachtacha. Not you, not your friend, not the non-Jew. Halamata v'chamalacha lo yasa v'hem lo tase atav lo tase chavercha lo yasa goy malachta divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia seems to say, and this is how the Smag paskins, that Amir la'akum is an iser da'araisa on Shabbos. Not only do I have to make sure that I rest, and my animals, and my children, and my avadim, but also a non-Jewish neighbor that I would ask, or even not ask, to have something done for me, that is an Issa D'Araisa, says the Smag, based on the Pashtus of the Medrash. But that is not. Even the Medrash wouldn't say that we paskin our kalim after rest. That's a separate topic, and we paskin the Teresa's kalim is mutter on Shabbos, like Beis Hillel. Machlok de Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel. But Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim do not paskin this way. Rashi quotes the Mechilta there in Shmos. Rashi quotes Pirush Rashi, source number four. The Ramban quotes Rashi. Afilo ide acherim, and says the Ramban, "Velo abi nosiza." I do not understand this. Shem acherim ha'elu Yisrael. Because what does Rashi mean? Acherim. Lo yeyase is even acherim. Others. If it's other Jews, they don't need to tell me that other Jews are commanded because they're commanded for themselves. Lo heimatzman musharin alei ve'ein ani mushar b'malachti shlo ta'asel yado. Ella, so you're talking about non-Jews? Says the Ramban, that's an Isser D'Rabbanan. That's an Isser D'Rabbanan. To have a non-Jew do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, that is not an Isser D'Araisa. Maybe in other areas of halacha, which we might call result-oriented. Those were last year. Shemitah, according to some poskim, Amir L'Akim is an Isser D'Araisa because it's about the land, it's not about the person, it's not about the act. But Shabbos is about the act, generally. And therefore, Amir L'Akim is Durabana, and that is what we paskin. The Medrash is an asmachta, right? Bavadei line 12. The Ramban says bavadei he asmachta ba'alma shebo le'asar midivreiem amira b'malachas shelanu. The Sam Chosel Mikra said they put it connected to this pasuk. Ava malachas hagoy b'shelo mutter, but a guy is allowed to do malacha in his own. Fine. What are the reasons for this iser durabanan? So three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly? I gave you the Mishnah Berurah who paskins this way that it's aser durabanan. But the Rishonim have three different deos. What is the tam for the Isser D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum asking a non-Jew to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos? Number one is Rashi and Shabbos Kufnon Gimel, source number six. The Gemara there discusses giving, you're coming from out of the Tchum and you're giving your wallet to a Nachri. Rashi says, a Chiddush, Hare hu shlucho lisa enu b'Shabbos. Rashi says, he's my shliach. Usually, non-Jews are excluded from shlichus. That's on a daraisa level. But yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra alis midrabanan. That's this Rashi. If a Jew asks a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, so it's ki'ilu the Jew's doing it. He's my shliach l'chumra midrabanan. That's Rashi. He's my shliach. Rashi in Avodah Zarah has a different emphasis. Rashi Avodah Zarah daf tesvav. What does the Rashi there say? Mishum mimso chefzacha v'daber dover, dibur aser. We know the Perek in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, tells us that's the source for Onig Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, and daber dover, our speech, our dibur, is supposed to be different on Shabbos. Asking a non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos is not the speech I'm supposed to be involved in on Shabbos. You're supposed to be involved in Shabbos activities, not weekday activities through a guy. And therefore, Mimso Chepsecha V'Dabar Davar, it's based on that pasuk. Number two. And the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos has a third idea. Asur Lomer L'Goy Lassos L'Nam Malacha B'Shabbos, Ava B'Shinim Mitzuba Al Shabbos, even though the Goy is not Mitzuba on Shabbos, and the Goy is not allowed to even keep Shabbos, but we are not allowed to ask him to do a Malacha. V'Ava B'Sha'amar Lo Mikodem Shabbos, the Rambam Paskins, even if I tell him before Shabbos. Right, that could be enough Gemina, we'll get to soon with Rashi. V'Ava B'Shinim Tzarech Lo Sa Malacha Al Achar Shabbos, even though I don't need the Malacha until after Shabbos. V'Davar Zeh Asur Midivrei Sofrim, Kidei Shalotei Shabbos Kala Be'inehem, V'Yavo'u La'asos Ba'atzman. Says the Rambam Gzeira. If I ask a guy to do it, I might come to do it. Maybe because either Shabbos is lighter in my eyes, or I see the malacha being done. So, you know, he does it, so I'll do it too. The Radvaz says the Rambam is just adding to Rashi, not arguing. But these are the different deos. So either shlichus l'chumra, dabar davar, or gzeira. I didn't give it to you, but if you want to look in the Stipler, the Kehilas Yaakov on Avodah Zarah, that on that Rashi in Simon Ches, he discusses all the different nafkaminas between the different reasons. What if you tell a guy to do something before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos? So you're not saying a word on Shabbos. So according to Rashi, it should be mutter. But according to, you know, shlichus, I asked him to do it on Shabbos, so he can be my shliach. What if I ask him to do a malacha after Shabbos, but I tell him on Shabbos? So according to Rashi, that could also be a violation. You're talking about the weekday activities on Shabbos. Not just hachana, but this issue of Amir Lakum. And there are a couple of other nafkaminas as well, but that's what the Stipler discusses. Okay, so that's in terms of background. There are really two issues. Number one is the act itself, which we just spoke about. Amir Lakum, I can't ask him, he's my shliach, I can't. And there are various reasons, but there's a separate isser, and this is crucial to understand, relating to Amir La'akum, and that is the Isser Hana'a from Melechas Goy. Isser Hana'a from Melechas Goy. And we have to talk about also, you know, we grew up thinking that you're allowed to basically tell the guy to do anything you want, just don't say it directly. It's really dark in here, wink, wink. Right? It's, or we stare at something, or, you know, so we have to recognize that there are rules. It's not that sometimes, as we'll see, hinting is not going to help. And sometimes, as we'll see, you could just say it directly. You don't have to hint. So let's see the rules. So issue to besides the background, let's get to the issue of Hana. Issue of Hana. There's an Issur Derabanan of Hana'a Mimelechas Goy. Besides the Amir, let's say I don't say a word to him. I don't say a word to him. He knows that I would appreciate something. So he does something for me. Issur Hana. When is there an Issur Hana? So there are different kinds of benefit. Different kinds of hana that we have in halacha. Number one is direct benefit. That's the most problematic. Direct benefit is usur. If a guy cooks something for me on Shabbos because he likes me, and there's no issue of bishalakum, let's say it's, I don't know, he boils me up a cup of water. Right? There's no bishalakum by water. So he cooks something for me, I'm not allowed to drink that water while it's hot. Because that's direct benefit from the malacha of a guy. He cooks for me. If he carries something through Rosh Hasharabim for me, so I could use it. He turns on a light in a dark room for me. Without that light, I would not have been able to read. And now I'm able to read. So that is assuming, let's say, it's one of the old lights that's Daraisa. So let's keep it clear for now. So a guy doing a malacha Daraisa for me, so that is it's us. So the Shmir Shabbos says, in Source number 10, even if I'm going to use it for a mitzvah, direct hana'a from Amir La'akum is us to get benefit from that. Right, the Shmir Shabbos says in Source 10, "Vim ein bechlal or bechadir." If there's no light in the room, aser lanos min ha'ar shehidlik nachri bechal ofan. If there's no light in the room, then you can't sit in the room. Gam im idliku be'atzmo avar yudi. Right, even if I didn't ask him, but he did it for me. He did it for me. Mi belisha rams v'lo lasos ken. I didn't even hint to him. Jerry belisha mar, because without light, ef sheli rose klal, you can't see. V'nimsa ha'yehudi nene hana yeshira umamashes mipulas nachri. I get direct benefit. V'davar ze aser afilu b'makom mitzvah. Klomer kam la'afsher lomo Torah o lehispala. So that's called direct benefit. Yes.
What if he did it for himself?
Okay, we'll get to that. That's going to be mutter. So direct benefit is a problem, but there are two other types of benefit which are allowed, And then we'll have to talk to, well, how do you get him to do it? We'll get to that. But first, we're just describing types of benefit. Direct benefit is usur, even l'shei mitzvah, nothing to talk about. But there are two other kinds of benefit. Number one is indirect benefit. Indirect benefit is turning off a light so I could go to sleep. So the goy didn't give me anything. He just removed the problem. When you turn on a light, you didn't remove darkness. You could conceptualize and philosophize all you want. You didn't remove darkness. You put a light on. But when you turn off a light, you've removed the light. So that's an indirect benefit, which is going to be mutter in certain cases. Okay, we're going to have to get to what the cases are. Direct benefit is going to be usur, period. Indirect benefit is going to be mutter in certain cases. Turning off a light is indirect benefit. Removing the problem. The other type of benefit that's going to be mutter in certain cases is additional benefit. Meaning, I could have survived, but he made it easier for me. Additional benefit. What if I'm reading and there's light in the room, but it's not as light as I would have liked it to be? I could have read with it with what the reality is. But he turned the light on and made it lighter. Let's say it's during the daytime and there's light coming in from the window. And he turned the light on, so now it's easier. That's additional benefits. That's also going to be mutter in certain cases. Additional benefit. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Vav, source number 11, Im yesh ner bebeis Yisrael, ubein Yehudi vidlik ner acher. I have a light on in my house, but the guy sees that the candle is going to go out soon, so he puts on another candle. Not for himself, just for me. Mutter l'shamish la'ora, ba'od ner ner rishon dolek. I could use his light also, as long as my first candle is still lit. Aval la'acher shi'yichabeh, Harishon, also l'shamish l'arsheni. But once the first one goes out, so now this is not additional benefit anymore. This is pure, and therefore I can't use it. Therefore I can't use it. Right? Or the sun goes down, then it becomes us. So this is indirect benefit and additional benefit are both okay in certain cases. We'll get to how to get him to do that soon. But first, a couple of other rules in the world of benefit. If a guy does a malacha daraisa, let's say in the direct benefit case, where it's asr for me, a malacha daraisa, the Shulchan Aruch says it's asr not only for me, it's for asr for all Jews. Even if he does it for me, the Shulchan Aruch says, source 12, Einu Yehudi, shidlik asader b'shvil Yisrael, asr lakol, afilu l'mishal ahudlik b'shvilo. Even if it wasn't lit for me, if it's a malacha daraisa, so then it is asr for all Jews. A malacha derabanan, we'll get to the concept of shvus to shvus a little bit later. A malacha derabanan, that's done for me in an illegal way, so that, the Shulchan Aruch says, is only usur for the person it was done for, or for his friends, or for, you know, his family, his guests. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Source 13, which quotes an issa derabanan of tseida, of trapping, and it says, usur lebo b'yom l'mi shehuva b'shvilo. Right, for the one who it was done for, or his guests, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'nei Bayis, his family is usur. So you can't get benefit from that. When can you get benefit from a malacha done by a non-Jew? Let's say there's a kosher restaurant, but it's owned by non-Jews, so they could have it open on Shabbos. But it's kosher, right? There are certain Dunkin' Donuts in America that are open on Shabbos because they're owned by non-Jews. Let's say they make lots of donuts on Shabbos because they know the Jews are coming right after Shabbos to eat those donuts. So they worked on Shabbos for us. So you can't go there on Shabbos, obviously, to eat the donuts. But there's also a delay after Shabbos. It's what's called Bechdesha Yasu. If a non-Jew does malacha for me on Shabbos, I can't get benefit from it on Shabbos. And even after Shabbos, I can't get benefit from it until the time that he could have done it after Shabbos. Bechdesha Yasu. Right, that's quoted there in 13 also. That's a concept that we have by a guy doing malacha, because in this way, right, if I don't have it right after Shabbos, he'd do it again next week. If I'm waiting for Chetei Shiyasu anyway, then he sees I'm not benefiting from having it done on Shabbos, and therefore it is mutter only then. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says also in a couple of places. Next rule of Hana'ah. It's what I did ask before. If a guy does malacha for himself, it's mutter for me to get benefit from it. Even a malacha daraisa. Right? If the guy lights something for himself, right? Or even for, well, let's see, in source 17. Yisrov enu Yehudi shesibu yachad v'ilgin Yehudi ner, if you lit a candle, imrov enu Yehudim modu l'shamish la'or, if most of the people there are non-Jews, you could use it, right? If it's not, if rov or Yisrael, and he did it for Yisrael, aser. But, v'im yesh hochacha shel atzorach enu Yehudi madlika, but if it's clear that he did it for some non-Jews, he's reading by the candle. That's a Yesod Gadol. Comes up a lot. Right, and you could use it sometimes. If you need the light on, you tell the guy to have a seat and read a book in the room. Right, if he's doing malacha for a Jew, for a non-Jew, so then it is mutter. What if he's doing it equally for a Jew and a non-Jew? The minhag is lahakel. So Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag is lahakel. Bir Halacha quotes a discussion of this. The Shmir Shabbos discusses this in terms of getting into, let's say if there's a tzarech, let's say somebody lives in a big apartment building, elevators. So there's something called the Shabbos elevator, that's a separate issue. But let's say a regular elevator. You can't go into a regular elevator on Shabbos. You go in, you can press a button. But what if there's a guy that's going into the elevator? So you wait for the elevator, you live on the 42nd floor. So you hang out in the hall, and then you wait for a guy to come. And the guy presses the button, and he goes in, and you follow him. And he asks, what floor do you want? And you have to say, wherever you're going, which is kind of strange, but kind of creepy. But, it just so happens that's exactly the floor I need to. But he's doing it for himself, and he's doing it for both of you, and therefore the Mishnah, the Shmir Shabbos says, it is mutter. Aval Yehudi yikanes b'malit b'koma shagam nachrim nechasim ba v'shuv yetzei b'mkoma shagam nachrim yotzim sham. Right, it better not to use the elevator in if one doesn't need it, but okay. One final point relating to Hana. After a guy does a mutter malacha, you're allowed to prevent him from doing anything more. Right, there's no problem with that. Let's say, as we'll get to soon, you ask a guy to bring you something. You want the living room light on. So you ask the guy to bring you a book from the living room, which is allowed to be done. And he goes in and turns the light on in the living room to bring you the book. You're allowed to tell him, leave it on. That's not telling him anything. We'll get to why that's mutter also. But telling a guy not to do a malacha is 100% mutter. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, that's in terms of Hana. So again, to review the direct... direct benefit is a problem. Indirect benefit and additional benefit is mutter. So here do I go? Here I go. How do I get the guy to do indirect or additional benefit for me? What's the mutter way? Can I just ask him? Right? Can you turn off the light, please? I want to go to sleep. So that's not what we do. That's not how we ask. We hint. But there are two types of hinting. There's what's called remiza bederach tzivui. That's the inferior type of hinting. Remiza, it's hinting, but there's plenty in the hint that talks about the tzivui. Says the Rama in source 21. Kol davar she'asur lomar le'en Yehudi la'asoso b'Shabbos, anything that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do on Shabbos, asur lirmoz lo la'asoso. You can't be merames him to him. What does that remiza mean? We'll see. Okay, you can be merames to do malacha after Shabbos. But Rama says you can't hint. Hint. But what does that mean? What does hinting mean? Mishnah Berurah there. Shagam zeh bechal amir la'ayno Yehudi. Even hinting is a problem. Because he's going to do it. Remember, only Rashi says it's dabar davar. The other reasons of shlichus and gzeira would still apply. Right? You can't say certain things. Right? If he's going to learn to know what you want to do. And it's not even if you don't use any words. The Chayyadim says, even hand motions. Right there. Right? So hand motions to the light is also not appropriate. This is allowed before Shabbos. Or on Shabbos for after Shabbos. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. I'm allowed to hint to a guy, Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin, Source 24. Mutter lomar lo achar Shabbos, lama lo asita davar ploni b'Shabbos she'avar. Ava bi she'mev dimitok dvarav she'ritzono she'yasena b'Shabbos haba. When it's not Shabbos, you could hint in this way, even mentioning the malacha. you know, on Shabbos, I really wanted to go to sleep, and I would have loved to have you turn the light off. Oh, that's right. That's hinting, whatever. That's the light on. But even it's indirect, right? Turning the light on is a problem, even with hinting. We said that's direct. But turning the light off, and then he'll know for next week to do it. But on Shabbos, using any type of hinting and within the hinting mentioning the malacha, that's the problem. What's a good type of hinting? Remiza shelo b'derach tzivui, where there's no request, there's no mention of the malacha. All you do is describe a reality. You describe the reality. I'm really hot. What I just said, the reality. You know, it's I can't sleep. Right, Mishnah Berurah 22. Kisha Omer Amizal Nihudi Shalom Belashin Sivui Kigon Shomer Haner Eino Meir Yafe. Wow, that candle is not burning well. What am I? I'm not asking him anything. I'm not telling him anything. I'm telling him information. I can give information. Oh, Eini Yachal Lakros La'araner Azeh Sheishba Pacham. Right, this is like too dark. So again, that's what's allowed. Describe the reality. Describe the reality, so then indirect additional hana is mutter. Again, describing a reality, if you want to read a book and you say it's dark in here, it's pitch black in here, that's direct. If you have a candle that's like kind of going out, but you right now you want additional, so then that would be okay. I have no toilet paper. Right? That's another reality that could be described. That is what the Shmir Shabbos says in 26. Mutar lomar b'Shabbos l'nachri ein lo niyar toilet. Taina b'lashon sipur. V'hu yavin ma'hu mispakish lachin. V'lo nomar shu nena hana yishir mikriyas haniyar. Kiven she'efshel l'shamish b'm niyar gam k'sheinu karua. Right, theoretically you can use the toilet paper without it's being cut. Be a little, you know, difficult, but it will be possible. So that's why it's called additional benefit. And therefore, it is mutar. Again, what if they ask? This is tough sometimes. They would add, you know, it's really, I really would love to go to, you know, I need to go to sleep now. You want me to turn on the light? You can't answer that question. Do what you want. Do you want me to turn on the light? You know, this is a conversation you need to have before Shabbos. You know, that's, again, generally going to get the picture and understand. But again, that's the... is there any way to get a light on? We already alluded to it before, but that's the yisod. Okay, so far we have the reasons behind Amir La'akum. We have different types of hana. Direct benefit is always a problem. Indirect benefit, additional benefit are okay if we do remiza shelo b'derach tzivui, which means basically describe the situation. My food is in the refrigerator and I left the light on. That's all. He might know what. There's another way by the fridge too. But we'll get to that. But that's in terms of that. Got a question? Okay. Next, shvus to shvus. Up till now, we've been talking about a guy doing a daraisa, and for sure, also a guy doing a darabanan. But now we get into the big sugya. Again, there's a lot of lumdis here too. But shvus to shvus. What is a shvus to shvus? A shvus is a fancy way of saying an issur darabanan on Shabbos. So if I ask a non-Jew to do an issur darabanan on Shabbos, that's a double darabanan. Shvus to shvus. A guy, I'm asking a guy to do a malacha for me, is one darabanan. Even if I want to ask a guy to do a malacha daraisa for me, that's one darabanan. I'm asking him. If he does a darabanan, that's another. So shvus to shvus is a double darabanan. So as we're about to see, there are four heterim of shvus to shvus. Because it's a double darabanan, b'makom this, it's mutter. It's mutter, and you probably could even say it directly. Not even hinting. Mishnah Berurah says maybe it's still better to arrange it before Shabbos. In source 27, Nirali dilachadchila nachol lemnoa mehesek samach lachashecha. Okay, four. Number one, hefsed meruba, major financial loss. So to not do a malacha daraisa, you know, even hefsed meruba is a problem, right? So you're not kosher. You have to give away all your money not to do a malacha daraisa. But in this case of a double drabanan, shvus to shvus, hefsin meruba, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Zayin Sefhei, davar shein malacha, v'eino asal shabbos b'yish el mishem shvus, mutter l'yisrael lomer l'en yudu l'asuz b'shabbos, v'yisham choli, that's another one, We'll get to that. Oshi Sorach Ludavar Sorich Harbe. Sorach Harbe, that's the language of the Rambam that he quotes. The Magen Avraham quotes Hefsid Gadol. Hefsid Gadol. A major tzarech. Hefsid Meruba. And Rav Moshe says, it depends on who you are. What's called Hefsid Meruba? Depends on your financial bracket. You know, for most of us out there, let's say the air conditioner is frozen over, and if you leave it on for the next 7 hours, it's going to break and maybe short out your house and cause major electrical damage. So that's Hefsid Meruba for most of us. Right? If it's something else that... No, that does not have some ruba for other people. No, but that's number one. Have some ruba. Shvus to shvus b'makom have some ruba. Number two, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. B'makom mitzvah. So, how flexible is this b'makom mitzvah? Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes b'makom mitzvah is okay. Some Rishonim say it's only b'makom bris mila, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin generally. B'makom mitzvah. The question is, how far does it go? The Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, we're not going to do every source. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? In 34, turn the page. Mitam shvus to shvus ein matir lachadchil rak basar gadol ola davar mitzvah gemura kagon shu tzorach mashke lakiddush. I need wine. Ola havi tav shalacham shuuchan lusud the Shabbos. Having hot food on Shabbos. That's mitzvah. Lusorach mitzvah. Something happened with your crock pot or your hot plate or your chalent. Right? Putting durabanans is, that's shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. What? So the question, we generally assume that electricity is durabanan, except the Chazon Ish. Electricity itself is durabanan. Most stuff going on nowadays with LED lights and most stuff going on is durabanan. The old lights with the incandescents and the filament in there, that's daraisa, according to many. But they say that Achiezer used to make Havdalah on those to show everybody that it's daraisa and you can't put them on Shabbos. But a lot of other things. But I was talking about not hot plate. Let's say your chalent was here and you have to put it somewhere else. But it was something that's clearly durabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe any, Hana'as Shabbos. Again, there's flexibility here. For a shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah. Number three, tsar gadol. Choli or tsar gadol. Right? Somebody's a cholish ein bo sakana. Somebody's lying in bed and has the flu. Right, to get a guy to do a drabanan. Right, turning on the air conditioner. Again, electricity, pashtus is a drabanan, according to most. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this. The Minchas Yitzchak talks about, could you turn on a fan? Could you ask, Imutu lomar l'nachri leftoach et ma'avrer b'shabes b'shacham hayom ma'od? Sitting there, you're sweating. Right, turning on the air conditioner. So you have a whole long tshuva here, which I gave you, and it's l'maisa at the end. Put on the air conditioning. Right, that's tsar gadol, number three. Number four, kavod abrios. Kavod abrios. Again, this is also relating to the bathroom issue. Somebody stuck in the bathroom to violate a drabanan to, probably cutting toilet paper not on the dotted lines is kriya. Not machatech, and it's probably a derabanan. So again, shvus to shvus, b'makom kavod abrios. So that's shvus to shvus. Next, yeah.
Two questions. Is there a difference between an actual malacha derabanan versus other Eastern?
So that's a good question. Rav Schechter talks about that often. Gzeira derabanan versus malachas derabanan. What about malach? We pass malacha genesirich legufa is derabanan. You're doing it for different, but that's a chomer derabanan. So that might be at least gzeiras derabanan. Let's say at least. Gzeiras drabanan or mutter shvus to shvus. But you're right. There might be some malachas drabanan that are very chamor that we wouldn't apply the normal cases of shvus to shvus.
Okay, wouldn't the air conditioning example, if you're just hot or anything, heating up food, wouldn't that only be indirect anyway, or additional?
It could be additional too. Again, yeah, you could have heterim based on a few of the svaras. In a chanami. Tzorach mitzvah might also mean tzorach tzibur. Also, in a shul. For a shul to be comfortable, there's always more flexibility when it's tzibur. Okay, a couple of other built-in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, built-in kulas. Built-in kulas into Amir Lakum. Last section. Old kulas. Number one, Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos during twilight. We pass on Amir Lakum is mutter in Bein Hashmashos. So how long is Bein Hashmashos? In Israel, it's shorter. The sun drops here, so it's you only have a couple of minutes after Shkia. For Bein Hashmashos. In Chutz Laretz, it's a longer period of time. right? The twilight is longer, but assuming you know what Benos Rashas is, whatever Benos Rashas is, we paskin, Amir Lakam is Mutter. And therefore, what's the case in the Shulchan Aruch? Things were crazy, and it's Friday afternoon, and the candles were not lit before Shkia. One is allowed to ask directly a non-Jew to light the candles during Benos Rashas. Mutter lomer le'nihudi Benos Rashas, l'halig ner l'sorach Shabbos. Any malacha ben hashmashus, one is allowed to ask. Could you make a bracha on that? Can that's a big discussion in the Achronim, but we assume let's say not. Number one, ben hashmashus. Number two, psikresha. So psikresha is a topic in its own right, lahalacha and lamdus. But we paskin psikresha al yidei amir la'akum is mutter. Right, psikresha is normally I do act A, which vade will cause act B. So that's usur. I'm opening up the refrigerator. I know the light's on. I can't open up the fridge because I know act A will vade cause act B. I have a very heavy bench and it's a very soft earth. I can't drag it across because I know that's going to make a ridge in the ground, even though that's not my kavana. So psikresha is generally asur d'araisa psikresha. But there are certain cases of psikresha which are mutter. One of them is psikresha al yedei amira la'akum. Right, and that's why Rav Moshe discusses in Source 45, you forgot to take the light out of the refrigerator. Again, you have to be a certain tipus, certain type of personality to leave the light in the whole week. You know, usually many people, including myself, there's no light the whole week. We don't need other things on the Shabbos Friday afternoon checklist to, you know, even though my father was born in Germany, we're not really yuckies like that. And, you know, we'll turn the light on, turn the light off. You know, now there are Shabbos modes, so you don't have to think about anything. But you have to remember to turn the light off. What if you forgot to turn the light off? So that's Ramosha's case. Kishiesh Bahama Karer, Shenikra Frigidaire. When was this written? 1962. Or electri. Shenidlak bepsichas delas amakarev. Vernich ba beskiras delas. Veshachu milkach so or. You forgot. Vade asul of toach. A Jew can't open the refrigerator. Shep sikreshehu. Shevade nidlak. Vehu gam nichale. And you want to see inside. Vim lo yadu sheishamo. Or what if you forgot? What if you didn't know? And you open the fridge. And now you can't close the fridge. Because the light's going to go off. Asur liskar. Shevade nechma psikreshehu. Viavim lo nichale. Still asur. It is nicha. You don't want the light to be on. So what do you do? What do? You say to the ragoy, please open the refrigerator. You're not asking him to do any malacha. Psik resha, the light will go on. Mutter. We pask him sikresha ayidei amir lakum. If you ask a non-Jew to do act A, which will vade cause act B, mutter. So you can ask the non-Jew to open the refrigerator directly. And hopefully you'll get the idea about, you know, again, describing the situation. I will not be able to open the refrigerator tomorrow morning because the light is on. Okay, hopefully he'll get the picture. And, you know, you didn't ask him to do anything. You didn't mention the malacha. I wish someone could turn the light off. That you're not allowed to do. Because that's kind of like remiza b'derach sivli. But just saying, I will not be able to. That's lomer lo shi'isal gesa'or shumiskaven l'chabos hu rak shi'isorah gadol. Even maybe it's sorah gadol, Moshe says. But that's generally not what we want to do. You could ask a guy like we said before. Shmir Shabbos, you could ask a guy to bring you something from a dark room knowing that it'll turn the light on. Could you just go see if, you know, I left my watch in there? And that's fine, because that's mutter. That's not a game. Remember, the whole thing is durabanan. So if it's all durabanan, and I do it in a hinting way, and it's allowed. Psikresha. So number one, ben hashmashas. Number two, psikresha. Number three, chola she'en bo sakana. We mentioned this before. Shulchan Aruch says, "Beferish chol she'ein bo sakana," which means not life in danger, but somebody's in bed. Somebody has terrible pain. You're allowed to violate the rabbanans, including this. Including this, you could tell a non-Jew to do a malacha for a chol she'ein bo sakana. Again, even a malacha daraisa. Yeah.
By the light in the fridge, why is that any worse than
Shpos telling the guy to put something on the crack pot, something like that, you know, with Shabbos food.
Assuming the light is Durabana, and then it gets into also, again, Shpos to Shpos.
I'm saying we did assume that it was...
Right, again, like I said to Matthew before, again, a lot of these have double heterim, double swallows for the heter.
So you could tell the guy to turn the light off?
To turn the light off? Again, that's... Again, you could also take all your food out now and put it in somebody else's fridge.
Okay.
You don't need to do that. Okay, number four. There was a discussion of Amira da Amira. Telling a guy to do, ask another guy. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in his Sefer. Some machlokas a discussion, not solo maisa, that we generally do. Michshol of the Rabim. Amira la Akum b'makum. A major tzarech. So, for example, the Erev's down. He's going to have to do daraisis, getting in a car, tying knots. So, but that's, the lights are off in shul. The tzibur can't daven. Right, all of those, that's the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Vav. Where is this? The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Reish Ayin in Source 50. Ba'artos Karos, where it's freezing. Modulena Hildilasas Madura Bishvala Ktanim. Umuchar Magdolas Chamin. The Ktanim are considered cholim, and the Gdolim are allowed to get benefit from that once it is done. And the would I give you the Mishnah Berurah? Give you the Mishnah Berurah? Maybe not. Oh yeah, towards in the back. I gave you the Rav Asher Weiss is on the top of the back page. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Vav Chafei. Mutulom Lena Hudila Takinas Erif Shin is Kalka Bashabis. Kadishal Yovo Rabim Lide Michsho. Right, Kedayo Balaita. The Balaita is the one that says even one shvus, Amir La'akum itself, B'makum, Mitzvah Derabim is allowed. And the final point, the final heter is, if you ask a guy to do something and he can do it in a mutter way, but he chooses to do it in a non-mutter way, that's also allowed. You could ask a non-Jew to wash dishes on Shabbos. He could use cold water. He chooses to use hot water. That's his choice. I drop off dry cleaning on Friday. And I tell them, I'm coming on Monday to pick it up. Or even on Sunday afternoon. They have plenty of time to do it not on Shabbos. They choose to do it on Shabbos, that's their choice. If I don't ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, but I ask him to do malacha for me, and he can do it whenever he wants. And he chooses to do it on Shabbos, or he chooses to do it in the Usher way. Right? I ask the guy to bring something up to the 20th floor. He could take the stairs. He chooses to take the elevator. That's his choice. But that's not called Amira La'akum. Right? So we have, number one, we have the svaras of Amira La'akum. Number two, we have the different types of Hana. Number three, we have the ways to get the guy to do the mutter types of Hana, the types of Remiza. Then we have the cases of Shvus to Shvus. And then we have the other six kulas that are built in to the sugya of Amira La'akum. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Yontif the same?
Yontif is the same. Yontif Rishon is the same. Yontif Amir El Yehudi on Yontif Sheni is a separate discussion. It depends where you are. Are you an Israeli asking, are you in Eretz Yisrael? Are you in Chutz Laretz? Those different sugyas. It's the topic of a separate shir. Yeah.
When we say that
Pesach
Mitzvah, does that mean so
the rest of the Rabbanim does it make a difference? So it depends. What? Shvus to Shvus, Mitzvah is for sure, okay? The Daraisa B'makam Mitzvah, that's like the Sefer Itur has this. The Sefer Itur says that's Mutter also. So if there's a real Tzarech Gadol, we would allow it.
Does this make a difference to the Mitzvah itself? Is it Daraisa Mitzvah? Or Daraisa
Mitzvah? Is it Daraisa Mitzvah? Rabbanim Mitzvah? I don't know if it makes a difference. And we said Tzarech Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos could be even just food. So it's pretty flexible in that way. Okay, we'll stop here. Any topics that we had promised that we were going to do? I don't remember. I don't know. Into the schedule.